It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
Got a lot to get to in the 9 o'clock hour. Thanks for being here, everybody. Appreciate you listening online, on the app, regular listening, whatever it is. Appreciate you, Tom DeSantis, telling everybody to chill out. We'll get to that in a second. There's Diener on Bill. We got to get to some. We got to get to this first, though, because this just popped up here recently, or I just found it, actually. Last hour, we're talking about the U.S. men's soccer team.
Yes.
Paying tribute to the LGBTQ community in the World Cup with the logo on the uniform is USA, and then it's got red stripes in the shape of kind of like a shield going down to form the shape. Well, those are going to be gay pride LGBTQ colors now.
Right. The rainbow flag.
Exactly.
And the color of the stripes instead of the red stripes. That's what they said they're going to do anyway.
And this part, too, I didn't know. It's part of the Be the Change campaign. There's also going to be a rainbow-painted crest in the locker room.
Okay.
The press area. So that's one thing. My only point on this thing is, it's obviously controversial. I don't think it has anything to do with the game. Playing in Qatar.
Yeah.
Where, you know, that lifestyle choice is illegal. Is this a little bit of an awful, you know, tone-deaf, stupid move to actually do it then? And I'm just asking the question. Or maybe the other argument is, maybe that's why they're doing it.
Which is
to show this change in a country where that's illegal. And some of the other teams are going to play, like Iran, by the way.
So, yeah, exactly. Actually, the U.S. and Iran are in the same group. So if they actually do wear these jerseys with the pride flag on, you know, showing on the stripes anyway, the color of the pride flag on the stripes, you're playing in Qatar where being gay is illegal, unfortunately. I mean, obviously, it's completely backwards thinking over there. They haven't, you know, caught up with the rest of the world, apparently. And also, you're playing against Iran, which is also of the way that backwards thinking. So it's kind of like a double whammy. Now, and I get the argument. It's like, all right, shove it in their face, make a statement.
I don't think that's the statement they're making, though.
No?
I don't think. I don't know.
Maybe. But
and here's the thing. This is my point of this whole thing, is if that's the statement you're making, you're contributing millions of dollars to the nation of Qatar.
There's also that.
The World Soccer Federation already said, by the way, they made a mistake by awarding the World Cup to them.
Yeah.
So, is it hypocritical? I think it is.
Absolutely it is. Because on one hand, you're showing, well, you know, look, we're so progressive. This is the stand we're going to make. But on the other hand, you're running commercials for traveling to Qatar and for, you know, promoting tourism there. So absolutely, it's completely hypocritical.
All right, this is where it gets awesome.
Okay, let's do it.
You know, you can feedback not only in the text line, which I'll give out in here in just a second. Actually, I'll give it out now. 877-850-8585. And a bunch of different things coming up. But you can also reach out to us. A lot of people listen on the app and reach out through this. There's a text thing through the app.
Right.
Super listener Mario, who hates us.
Oh, good. Oh, we have a I love the haters.
But this is the best. Mario, you are welcome to chime in anytime. This is fantastic. So when you chimed in the first time we talked about the soccer thing, and his point is this. How about the soccer team just concentrate on winning? Yeah.
Oh, that's fair. Absolutely.
And not social issues, which have nothing to do with the game.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get that.
We don't even get out of the first group.
Whoa!
That's how much you two know about soccer.
Oh, jeez! I'm sitting here naming names like Harry Kane and Christian Pulisic. 99% of our audience have no idea who I'm talking about.
I would like to say, for the record, I said I don't know anything about soccer, and we're probably... Didn't I say we're going to get killed?
You did, yes.
Keep me out of this, Mario. I have nothing to do. And then he chimes in, right?
Jeez, Mario!
With the second one... You two wouldn't know what a soccer ball was if it hit you in the head. This is the best.
Come on, Mario. Give us a break. Oh, my gosh. By the way, I disagree with him. I love this guy, by the way. He's fantastic.
Oh, Mario, you are welcome to chime in whenever you want.
If it hit us in the head, that's really good. I think we are going to get out of the group play, though. Absolutely. You know who's in our group? It's England, which is favored to win the group, in all fairness. I mean, they pretty good team. And then you have Iran, us, and Wales. We play Wales on Monday in our opening game. The first game is Sunday.
I didn't even know what these groups are.
Oh, no. It's a big deal, Bill. Very big
still
deal.
So, I can't watch a soccer game where it's nil-nil and people are celebrating.
It's the beautiful game.
Get out of here.
It's all about that anticipation. Oh, think about with hockey. When you watch hockey, some people say hockey is boring, right?
Who says hockey? I want to talk to them right now.
I've heard it. I've heard people say it. I don't say it, but it's all about that anticipation of the goal.
You know who says? Dolphins.
No, come on. Specifically Dolphins fans.
Only them.
It's all about, I swear, all about the anticipation of the goal. When your team scores a goal, whether it's hockey or soccer, it's an extremely exciting moment because you know that could be the game-winning goal right there.
Listen to what you're saying.
Yes.
The game is so bad that when someone scores, it's a celebration.
That's right.
That's a bad
thing.
It's huge.
That's not good. That's what makes it so exciting. Is when you get that one, it's like, yes, that could be it right there. That could be the game winner.
All right. I'm going to try the World Cup.
Give it a shot.
Despite the controversy, despite all this stuff, of course I'm going to root for Team USA still.
Yes.
That's silly. I'm not going to root against them just for the uniform.
No, and I've seen people say that. That's absolutely absurd. But
I've seen that too.
They're going to get out of the group. It's going to be England and the United States that get out. The United States will beat Iran. They're going to beat Wales on Monday. And then it comes down to Friday when they play England at 2 o'clock. Who's going to win that group and be first place coming out into the knockout stage?
I was told by Mario that we're not even going to get out of our group.
He's
That's
wrong.
How much you know about soccer.
You're wrong, Mario. You know what, Mario? You don't know anything about soccer. How does that feel?
By the way, Mario, you don't know much about listening because I don't know what this U2 thing is. I told you I don't know anything about soccer.
I mean, you literally
I told you this.
You said that. It was your opening statement.
The only thing I do know is I also predicted we're not going to do well.
You did say that. That's true.
Keep me out of this and your hate fest, Mario.
I think he's just coming at me.
I don't know. Well, I'm going down with you, apparently.
Oh, man.
All right. A little bit of a headline here. You're going to see this a lot today. I think he's starting to get really frustrated at it, but it's a good move to say it now. Ron DeSantis is tired of the questions about 24 already.
Jeez. We just finished this election, okay? People just need to chill out a little bit on some of this stuff. I mean, seriously, we just ran an election.
Yes.
That's it.
And we want to get into the holidays and not think about it until later.
Straight, simple, to the point. Stop thinking about it. Stop worrying about it. It's holiday season in 2022, and we're talking about an election 2 years from now.
He's exactly right.
Yes.
I think so.
I like it.
Want to talk about things that matter.
Like
eating.
Yeah, it's a week from now.
Delicious turkeys and pies and desserts and side items. That's what we want.
This time, this very time, next week, we'll be watching the parade.
How about that? That's right. Exactly a week away.
9/12 right now, a week away.
Well, I've learned some disturbing things. It's like a research study. It's not even a story. Every single year, a week out of Thanksgiving, Google Trends comes out with this, what people have looked for Thanksgiving. Because it's big, millions of people. It's like metadata, so it matters.
Sure.
I went into the bowels of this thing, and I discovered something very disturbing. There are kinds of stuffing I didn't even know existed. And they break it down by each state and what people are looking for and how to make it. First of all, cornbread dressing is a thing dominating the South.
Cornbread dressing.
Some people are calling it, and they're putting it into one group, cornbread stuffing.
Okay.
Which I kind of get. I think it's just,
sure.
I think we can guess what that is because it's very similar to stuffing anyway, just using cornbread. Cool.
Sounds good to me. All right. I'm down with that.
Turkey stuffing, sausage stuffing are big in a lot of states.
Sausage?
I don't know what it is.
I mean, well...
Sausage stuffing.
I guess it doesn't sound bad, though.
I know less about that than I do with soccer. So take that, Mario.
I guess, look, I would try it. It feels kind of sacrilegious to put sausage into stuffing. It's two totally different tastes there.
Yeah, they really are.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever it is. Here's the disturbing one.
Yes.
To me, anyway. And maybe it's awesome. Maybe I've been missing out. I'm bothered that I'd never heard about it. Oyster stuffing.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Number one searched stuffing item in Kansas, Missouri, and South Carolina.
No. Why?
I don't know.
And those are some odd
really
states
a lot
to
about
have it.
It,
too. I mean...
Well, those are Midwest states. Well, not South Carolina, but yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm just thinking of oysters. I'm thinking like, you know, Maine, Boston.
Like, it's oyster, I would imagine,
yeah.
Right? Maybe we need to look into what it is.
We actually have a text about this.
Oh, excellent.
Hopefully
somebody is explaining oyster stuffing.
Not explaining it, but they hate us again.
A lot of hate today.
I get it. I barely like myself.
If it's Mario, don't even read it.
No, it's Larry.
Oh, okay.
Larry from Miami says, oyster stuffing is great. He hasn't had it in years, but he loves it.
Oh.
I just hate oysters in general. So
I'm not a fan either.
Yeah, I'm out on oysters to begin with.
There's a lot of seafood I don't like.
Yeah.
Here's another one. Get this. Stuffing with Greek yogurt.
Yeah, no.
It's most searched in Utah.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. Hey, these are the Google Trends.
These are weird combinations with the states.
You know what, Nevada?
Yeah,
as we learned, Nevada.
Yes, Nevada.
They want stuffing wrapped in bacon.
See, I was going to say...
That sounds good.
I was wondering if there was one with bacon, and I'm surprised that's not more popular. Bacon bits, throw that in there. That would actually be really good.
And wrapped in bacon, though. So you would take a bacon thing, put a whole scoop of stuffing in there, and wrap the bacon around it, and then probably cook it again.
I had a bacon...
That sounds great.
And it might be like this. I had a bacon-wrapped tater tot when I was in Cleveland at the Christmas Story house.
That sounds so Cleveland.
It was amazing. And it's a tater tot the size of your fist.
Just wrapped in bacon.
It was so good.
Jalapeno cheese stuffing.
I'm in.
Hawaii.
I'm in. Let me go to Hawaii.
Too hot for me.
Love that stuff.
I have very Caucasian stomach. Red Jello stuffing.
No.
Oklahoma.
No. What are you doing in Oklahoma?
I'm just going to leave that.
Come on.
Really? This surprises me. I thought this would have been a New York thing or L.A., keto cauliflower stuffing.
Where is that?
North Dakota.
North Dakota?
Big search term from North Dakota.
Hardy stock in North Dakota is going after keto cauliflower?
I did not see that coming.
No, neither did I.
Somebody explain to me what soul food stuffing is.
Oh, that sounds good.
I don't know what it is, but it sounds great. That's Kentucky.
I'm in.
Number one search term. And stuffing with raisins in Pennsylvania.
Nope.
I like raisins. I hate raisins and things.
Yeah, that, exactly, yes.
This
unless it's cereal.
This is why I have trust issues, because I've been fooled so many times by thinking it's a delicious chocolate chip cookie, and no, it's a raisin.
It's a raisin. You bite in, that's not chocolate chip, but raisins in cereal all the time. Love that. Mm. Love Raisin Bran. Ever put raisins in your Cheerios?
No.
Good.
Really
good, yeah.
No, they got to be separated.
All right.
They're fine on their own.
Yes.
Not in things. Nope. Nope. And two states say they're just searching for salad dressing. French dressing in Rhode Island, Italian dressing in New Jersey.
All right. I can see. Italian dressing in New Jersey. That's a good combo. Like these other state combos like cauliflower in North Dakota. What is that?
There's a lot of stuff about this country I didn't know.
Greek yogurt in Utah?
No. Why there?
But I got to tell you, I'm more of a plain Jane type of guy with stuffing. Give me some squishy stuffing.
You're right.
Throw some plaster it with gravy, and I'm good to go. That's all I ask.
That's just liquid bread.
That's right. It's like bread pudding.
It's bread pudding. All right, we gotta take a break on this, but we're gonna get to some what America says about pies next, along with the serious headlines, because this is very important. The president has chimed in, President Donald J. Trump, on the text line, with his favorite pie.
Oh, we had a message from him yesterday.
Well, he's back.
We have some, yeah, we do have the text line open here, and we're getting some stuff in there.
877. Boy, it's a mess today. 877-850-8585. That and headlines coming up next. News Talk 850 WFTL. It's the South Florida Morning Show. Thanks for being here. Thanks for chiming in on the app, listening on the app, streaming live on the web, too. Always appreciate that. We know now that most people listen on the app, I think, right?
A lot of listeners on there, yeah.
Ton on the app.
I mean, we get a lot of out-of-state stuff. People talking to us from Nevada, from New York, California. We've gotten texts on there from England before. So
it's interesting, though, because the people on the app quickly discovered that you could text us through the app, but we also have the text line out there, too. So we're going to just have to keep checking both.
Yeah, double texting going on. That's all right.
That's all right.
Yeah, you know, a couple ways to get in touch with us. And
that's all right.
Highly controversial topics this morning that they are definitely chiming in on.
Well, you're not kidding. We got yelled at, we got supported, we got Trump texting in a second we're going to read. We'll get some headlines out of the way first. First of all, just the not fun stuff, because I think everybody's done with it. And to no one's surprise whatsoever, the leadership is exactly as it was predicted before in the Senate and the House. In the House, it's Kevin McCarthy. He won, despite some challenges. Very, very slim margin there, so he doesn't have a lot of room for error. And it's the turtle, Mitch McConnell again in the Senate. Despite all this talk about they're gonna challenge him finally, and Rick Scott put up that big push. No, it's him.
It's just depressing, man.
And he's not gonna do anything.
I know. I wasn't expecting anything different. I know that's the way it works. It's politics. They all have their backdoor deals, and you know they're not gonna upset the apple cart too much. It's just you were hoping against hope that somehow, some way, that something would actually change in the leadership there. But here we are. Stuck with the same dynamic duo of McCarthy and McConnell.
Meet the new boss, same as the old boss.
At least Pelosi's gone. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Not to be all negative.
And at least there actually is some pushback against these folks now. They're actually, their own members are criticizing them, and that's a healthy thing. So.
And there's hope for McCarthy, and maybe he's going to turn over a new leaf. We'll see.
We'll see is right. A week away from Thanksgiving. We're venturing into the Google Trends, and there's so much to go through on this thing. We had the very, very interesting, to us anyway, because I hadn't heard of a lot of it, different kinds of stuffings that people are looking into. I'd never heard of oyster stuffing.
Don't want to hear about it.
Even
apparently
though one
of, our,
big.
One of our listeners, Larry, loves it. Sorry, Larry.
And Diener loves the jalapeno cheese stuffing in Hawaii.
I love the sound of that. Yeah, that sounds really good.
And some of the other weird ones that are out there, stuffing with Greek yogurt.
Ew.
We've mentioned in before about the pies. This is the ranking America has decided. These are millions of Google searches. This is what people are having on the tables this year. Pumpkin, apple, pecan, sweet potato, and cranberry.
No cherry pie, huh?
No.
That is surprising, yeah.
Right? Most importantly, though, and this one was actually through the app. So we know, like we said yesterday, when he's on the treadmill in the morning, President Donald J. Trump is listening on the app because now we know he has officially chimed in again.
What did Trump...
App.
To us.
A couple of minutes ago, and it's about the pies. Good morning, Bill and Diener.
Oh.
DJT here again.
Oh, he's back.
I heard you talking about pies. My favorite, of course, is Great American Apple Pie. Followed closely by a big slice of beautiful humble pie. Not for me, of course, but for Nancy Pelosi. God bless. I'm glad he's listening.
I love it.
I'm glad he's listening.
I love that. Thank you, Mr. President. We appreciate your comments. He had a comment yesterday on the text line. Now he's coming in on the app. That's really good.
It's very important that he reaches out to his local radio station.
Yes.
I'm just saying, even though he's like 2 miles away, it's very important.
We've been trying to get him on for a while. Yeah, at least he's texting us now.
It's very important. Some other randoms came through, and I think this is our fault because we threw out the text line. Throughout many different topics, 877-850-8585. It's a pretty good time now to clean some of those up.
All right, let's do it.
What's the populace saying?
So we talked about the stuffing a little bit, right? And one of the things in the stuffing, I forget where it was, but they said bacon stuffing.
Oh, yeah, bacon-wrapped.
Bacon-wrapped stuffing. And one of our listeners said, try bacon-wrapped watered chestnuts. It's to die for.
I'd give it a try.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if it's bacon wrapped, I'll try it once.
Bacon makes everything better.
Yes.
Everything.
Maybe I would even try a bacon wrapped donut.
I have.
Have you?
Yeah, it was a fair food one year.
Oh, wow.
They had bacon wrapped donuts.
I would try it.
It was, well, I'm still digesting it. I'll tell you that much. A solid 8 years ago.
One of our other topics that people are chiming in on is from the soccer World Cup going on.
Yes.
Almost anyway. The first game is Sunday, by the way, 11 a.m. Qatar against Ecuador. The host nation always has the first game, first match. So that's 11 a.m. during football on Sunday. Oh, a double dose of football, American and world football. But anyway, I digress. I'm getting too excited. They said we were talking about the pride color stripes being on the U.S. jerseys.
Very controversial.
That they're supposedly going to wear during the games, during the matches in the World Cup.
This is where Mario texted in and said, you two wouldn't know what a soccer ball was if it hit you in the head.
Well, one of our super listeners, Dave, has chimed in back at Mario.
Yes.
It's the first ever listener fight.
My hope for this was they would fight online.
Dave says, Mario sounds like he's taking too many soccer balls to the head. But then they talk about the social issues being kept out of sports and politics not getting involved.
Yes.
So yeah, I think we all kind of, agree on that end. Play the game. You know, we understand that. And that was the whole thing with the kneeling, Colin Kaepernick a few years back.
We want an escape, especially now, from stuff. This is the wrong time. I think it's the wrong country to do it in.
So... Yeah, well, that too, because of the legality issues. So people were wondering, gee, I wonder if they're going to throw the U.S. team in jail. That was another textbook that we got. But all kidding aside, there is some danger with that, too.
Wow.
But, well,
they
keep them coming.
They can't stay away from controversy, can they?
Yeah.
All right, we've got, well, Shaq is making some controversial statements. He thinks there's two moons.
Shaq?
Charles Barkley had to talk some sense into him last night.
What are you doing?
We got that, some real headlines. All of it coming up next, the South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. News Talk 850 WFTL. It's the South Florida Morning Show. And a Thursday. It's Friday Junior, we like to call it. Tomorrow, don't forget, we will have already have picked our Friday football picks in less than 24 hours.
That's true.
They will be in the books.
Ooh.
Window closed.
Man.
Decisions have been made. Regret will hit already.
Getting nervous already.
Did you do the picks yet? Did you decide the teams?
I have to tell you, this is pretty big news. The picks are done.
Oh.
The pick sheet has been done. I never do it early. I normally even wait until Thursday night, like at 9 p.m. I'll do it from home.
You wait until last Friday until 9 a.m. to do it.
That's also true. That's neither here nor there. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and get ahead head of the game here, and the picks are done. They are in a hidden place, in a safe lockbox.
Nice.
No one can see them until tomorrow morning.
Nice.
Yes.
We've already heard from Jen. She's excited about the picks for tomorrow.
That's
By the
right.
way, her recovery is going great. She's at home, so get ready for the holidays. So we'll be hearing from her from her picks tomorrow as well.
That's right.
9:03-ish, give or take. That's when that's going to happen.
Yeah. So we'll be ready.
In the meantime, we've got some headlines to go through. Nobody's surprise. House and Senate leadership is exactly as you expected. It's Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell still there, so blah, blah, blah. That doesn't change. This is one of the most shocking stories, though, that's actually happened, is the amount of layers that has come from this FTX story. Oh, my God. And it's every day it's giving something. Write the movie now.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
So the cryptocurrency exchange company, you know this probably already because it's been massive headlines, went bankrupt last week. They know where he was missing at first, but they know where the leader is, this Sam Bankman-Fried. He's in the Bahamas. The new update as of last night was the FBI wants to extradite him.
Right.
To get him to the States. The bevy of A-listers that's been named now that are part of a lawsuit, this is the new development as well, filed in Tallahassee, by the way. There are some big names, entertainment, actors, sports. We'll just give you some of the biggest ones. Because he's having such a bad year. Tom Brady and Giselle, both named in this lawsuit.
Oh, man.
As well as Larry David, who did the FTX commercial during the Super Bowl. Remember that? It was a good one.
That's right. Yeah, it was funny.
Many other A-list celebrities. But that's not even the thing. It's not just about to talk about them, but they are now named as defendants in this lawsuit. Now, why is it filed out of Tallahassee? Because it allegedly violated Florida law, misled customers, and cost investors billions in damages. We didn't know how bad the damages were until the lawsuit was actually filed, because this thing alleges, you ready for this? $11 billion in losses.
Oh my gosh, that's just from the general public?
$11
billion. Ooh.
That's what they're claiming anyway, at least in damages. Who knows what the full amount is going to be.
See,
the earlier angles of this thing, we know, and this is verifiable, it's not opinion, it's a fact, just a tick under $40 million was donated to Democrats for just the midterms by FTX.
You know what? I'm happy because... Well, I shouldn't say it's a terrible story. It's an intriguing story for sure. It's a crazy story. But I say I'm happy because we were saying on Monday when this kind of broke over the weekend that no one was going to talk about it because of the Democratic midterm connection here in Ukraine and how they went through Ukraine first. But I'm pleasantly surprised that it's actually picked up a lot of steam. This is a top story a lot of places.
Well, because if they know that, and that was one of the stories they tried to squash, was how much money the Democrats got from this company. So now probably the end result is going to be Democrats covering their butts saying, all right, we need to regulate it.
I could see that.
We got to regulate this crypto stuff, which a lot of them have wanted to do anyway.
Yeah, they have.
That's probably the cover and the distraction of what it's going to be.
Yeah, I could see that happening. And I'm not really sure how to feel about when it comes to regulation on crypto, how that's going to affect the market. But yeah, I mean, that has been talked about before, so maybe that's the way they go.
Well, I think you're right, because now you got Diener this morning, House lawmakers out, calling on FTX executives when they get him back here to testify before Congress.
Whoa.
It's the House Financial Services Committee, which we know now is under Republican control. They're going to hold a rare bipartisan hearing next month on the crypto exchange's collapse.
Wow.
They've called on the founder, Sam Bankman-Fried, to testify. They got to get him here first. And other executives to testify.
This is like bigger than the, remember the Enron scandal?
Oh,
what was
absolutely.
It, 20 years ago or so?
Yeah, but this is way bigger than that.
It is, yeah.
It's just got so many layers to this thing.
It does. I mean, you're talking, you know, politics, you're talking celebrities, you're talking geopolitics with Ukraine, and just in general, I mean, defrauding billions and billions of dollars throughout the world. I mean, let alone the United States. I mean, crypto, people, you know, put money into this stuff around the world.
Okay, now... The other part, I guess, is Wall Street's wanted to regulate this stuff for a long time.
True.
So they're fully in favor of pushing for that. And it will have bipartisan support. You've even got Maxine Waters from California.
Oh, no.
A Democrat saying she absolutely thinks that it needs to be regulated. And they actually, you know, they pose tremendous harm to users and invested their money to it.
But here's my question that I will pose to you, Mr. Bill Adams. Would regulation have changed this situation at all? Because
because I think there were no safeguards in what they were able to do with people's. It was more like a bank.
Yeah, that's how they ended up treating it, right?
So they took your stuff, invested in other things, and it failed. So it screwed up, and they just steamrolled, and then people heard about it. They took all their money out, other people got screwed over, and it.
So because it's kind of like the Wild West.
Yeah.
Because I mean, you know, regulation with banks. They have that, and you know, things happen with banks sometimes. Look at the real estate market.
Right.
What happened there?
Right.
You know, people losing millions and millions upon millions of dollars.
Right.
So
it's true.
I don't know. That's just.
And now the downside. The downside, as it always is, because things come with balances. It's crypto money. It's digital money.
Right.
So if the government is regulating that, they can get access to your money digitally.
They
could probably do anyway, realistically.
Sure.
But still.
I know.
So I don't know. I just think that's the way it's going if you're going to read the tea leaves. Elon Musk, by the way, we haven't talked about him today, in charge of Twitter. He said early this morning, coverage of FTX meltdown is incomparably faster and better quality on Twitter than it has been on old school media.
That's where I've seen most, I would say 98% of the stories and the details that I've gotten in this have been from Twitter.
And by the way, it's the first story I think we can verify that where Twitter, more free speech oriented, has forced the mainstreams to talk about it.
That's right. You're right. This is the first Elon effect, if you will,
yeah,
of Twitter being a free speech platform now.
Where they tried to squash the story, but there's so many people aware of it now.
Yep.
Because I think this would have been squashed.
It would have been.
Two months ago. I really do.
The stuff about, you know, giving money to the Democrats in Ukraine, giving money to FTX would have been squashed. It would have been labeled disinformation for sure.
I think so. So Elon says our coverage on Twitter has been way better than old school media of this story. And he follows that up with one and he goes, not to mention the sick memes.
That's a man who loves his memes.
I love it. He also says, by the way, if you got Twitter stock, speaking of that, Elon says he's going to choose a leader for Twitter very, very soon. He's just trying to get inside the company and clean it up a little bit.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Then there will be an executive who...
Which makes sense. I think
sure
everybody kind of fully expected that.
Absolutely.
He's got a lot on his plate, so...
Absolutely. I don't think the guy leading Twitter is going to be Shaq anytime soon.
Oh, no.
Which would be a real shame. Because I love Shaq. Shaquille O'Neal is a gem.
What'd he do?
Well, he went on that NBA on TNT show, which is really good. Him and Barkley and...
Oh, that's great. Ernie Johnson.
Kenny and Ernie tries to wrangle them all up. Shaq has a new theory that I started off thinking today when we first played it was a joke. I think he's dead on serious, though, about this. And Charles Barkley had to say, you're a fool.
I have a new theory. There's more than one moon.
Oh, no.
Let me tell you my theory. The other day I was riding, and the moon was on the left. And I'm keep going straight, didn't make any turns, and about 20 minutes later, the moon was behind me.
That's because it was moving, fool.
No, there's more than one moon. And then another 45 seconds, the moon was on my right. There's more than one moon.
There's more than... He's convinced.
Check, please. That's what Ernie said. I'm out of here. I think he's for real now. I really do.
No.
Yeah.
Shaq.
We got to stop NBA players or former NBA players from talking about big things. We just do. Kyrie Irving is back. His suspension is over. He
That's
still
right.
believes that the earth is flat. Leg literally thinks the earth is flat.
Not true. No, it's true that he thinks that. It's not true.
What can you do?
Yeah. Oh, boy.
That's where we are.
Gotta love Shaq, though. But I do have the video on the blog if you would like
cool.
to see that moment.
No, it's true. It happened.
From last night. It's hysterical. I mean, those guys are always great together.
Why is Thanksgiving going to cost you more this year?
Well, why is that, Bill?
Bidenflation.
Oh, yeah, about that.
Thanks, Joe. Mm. We also have this story, if you can't fix stupid. A fire chief is out of a job in Arkansas. We played him before, too. He is, he was fired for using the middle finger emoji on social media. And you think that's bad, but then you're going to hear him. I think he's done a lot worse, though. That's why he got fired.
This guy sounds like a real peach.
This guy sounds like an idiot.
That's
what he sounds like. What will you hear? And he was the fire chief. It's a big job.
Oof.
That and more coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. News Talk 850 WFTL, the South Florida Morning Show. Welcome to Thursday. Thanks for hanging out with us. As always, appreciate you. The Morning Show blog, 850WFTL.com. The clip we had from Shaq, we got it up there. It's proof. You don't believe us. People are doubting us that Shaq actually thinks there's two moons. He said it.
He's got to be kidding.
Look at his face. Look at his face on the blog. No, he's saying
it. Yeah, no, he seemed pretty serious. He was straight-faced.
Damn right he is.
I love Shaq, though.
We've got we had this story before. There's one girl on a Twitter account noticed one thing, apparently. You know, an Easter egg, it's called, is when movie producers, even actors sometimes, Marvel is really big on this. They'll put a little clue or a reference to their other movies or a teaser of something else is coming up or a throwback for the past on the past in there in the movie, and you got to look for it, and the nerdy fans really find this kind of stuff. Believe it or not, there was actually one in the Top Gun Maverick movie, which was clearly the biggest movie of the year. I mean, nothing topped it, right?
Oh, 100%. I guess maybe Black Panther is going to be the closest thing to come next to it, but yeah, Top Gun.
But not enough time.
No.
So there's this girl that actually noticed the thing, that there's a throwback Easter egg actually in the Top Gun Maverick movie. And she must have done this when the DVD release came out, or she streamed it at home or something. So, and think of all the millions and millions of people that have seen that movie, and she's the only one that actually noticed it. The Easter egg is this. A guy's yell from the volleyball scene in the first Top Gun. Remember the big volleyball scene?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know. Jen loved that scene.
Yeah, she sure did.
Oh, yeah.
Talked about it for months.
Mm-hmm.
There's a football scene in the new movie. It's the exact same yell, and they use the exact same audio from it. And she posted it side by side to proof. It's this. And in the new one, he's just yelling
funny.
In the middle of the game.
Yeah.
So she notices, she puts it on there. Eddie Hamilton is a guy who's an editor in Top Gun Maverick, who was the guy that put the Easter egg in there, apparently.
That's so cool.
He notices it, and he got the word out to Tom Cruise, who knew about it, too. And they found the girl, and they retweet to her, "We're extremely stoked you noticed this. Very deliberate little nod to the first movie. No one else has spotted this as far as we're aware. Enjoy your time in the smug zone."
That's awesome.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, good for her. That's really cool. She noticed it, then she got noticed by the cast and the editors for noticing it.
That's just the cool part, is it yeah. noticed by them. That's the whole point.
I don't know how she kind of picked that up, but hey, I mean, maybe she was looking for different little things.
Well, that's obscure, too, man.
It is.
Boy, you'd have to have some time to notice that one. I don't know.
I love that, though. That's cool.
We said so much information came out today about Thanksgiving food. This was the tough part of it. This is that other story that comes out exactly a week before Thanksgiving every year. You know the farmers, the Farm Bureau?
Oh, yeah.
The Federation, and it's always low, which is weird. They've come out with the price and what it's going to cost you for Thanksgiving this year. Per person, $641.
I don't know. I don't understand that, because that sounds way too low.
It's always too low, and I don't understand why. What, do you got to grow your own food?
I mean, really? And who are they? What kind of crowd size are they doing their math on? Like, what's the average? Are they saying an average of, like, 15 people at a Thanksgiving dinner? Because if that's the case, then I get it.
The average for 10 people.
10.
Is going to cost $64.05. The bad news is it's up 20% from the same thing they had last year. They compare it year by year.
I'm sorry. They're saying that the entire Thanksgiving dinner will be $64?
I've only bought, you know what? I bought cooking oil, peanut oil for the fryer yesterday. You know how much it was? That was $45.
No.
No, it's $45.
For the cooking
oil? For 3 gallons. Oh, yeah. No, it always is.
Jeez. I didn't know that was that much. Wow.
That's a big investment.
I guess so. Goodness gracious.
They're saying 16-pound turkey, $28.96.
Where?
Yeah, that's I don't know.
In 2012?
I think these are all these are all averages.
I mean, I know Publix has had turkeys on sale the past couple of days, but when I was there about a week and a half ago, they weren't on sale. It was literally $60 for like a 28-pound turkey.
I wonder if a lot of that is just South Florida prices. I really do.
Maybe.
I really do. Maybe it is cheaper. But overall, though, still costs are up. Isn't this fitting? We were talking so much about stuffing because it became controversial this hour.
Oh, it sure did.
The one food item that has the biggest inflation jump this year, stuffing.
No.
It's up 69%.
Oh, my gosh. What, it went from 289 to 319? I mean, what? Come on.
No, it's up to 388.
Oh, excuse me.
Don't disparage it.
Well, stuffing costs more than a gallon of gas now. What kind of world are we living in?
I'll take half a gallon of gas because I want to get the stovetop.
Yes, that's right.
My God.
Oh, geez.
We're going to leave you with this. You can't fix stupid. We all know this. And when you first hear this story, you're going to think, well, that's what the stupid part of it is, why they fired the poor guy. This is dumb. A fire chief. I don't care where you are in the country. A fire chief is a very big job.
Sure is.
And it's comes with a lot of responsibility, you know, all that stuff, right? Well, this one fire chief in Arkansas got fired. Why? Well, inappropriate use of emojis and social media.
Oh, no. What kind of emojis?
He used the middle finger emoji. Ooh. On social media. His reasoning is ridiculous. And you're thinking that that's an inappropriate firing until you hear the guy. I'm not making fun of a Southern accent.
Right.
He's from Arkansas. None of that.
Sure.
Think of how many fights he gets into on social media, as he admits right here, with a bunch of people in his own department.
Oh, boy.
He explains it.
I was holding a chicken, and it had chicken. That's the exact words it had on there. I just told the boy if he had a problem with me, don't hide behind Snapchat. Come see me like a grown man.
Okay, again, this is the fire chief. He's got a beef with somebody online, and he showed a picture of chicken. You know what?
Well, I don't
come see me like don't hide on the Snapchat.
What's going on with chicken? What do they got going on there?
And as far as the emoji middle finger, listen to an excuse on this one.
There was no threats made. They're talking about another Facebook post I posted, was giving the bird. It was supposed to be in the thumbs up. It's revenge. It's coming from a former fireman that got terminated. I'm fixing to seek legal action, and I'm fixing to sue the city.
It wasn't the bird. I thought it was the thumbs up.
Come on, man. Nobody believes that.
This guy was the fire chief. I think they were looking for any reason they could possibly find to get rid of this
Sounds
guy.
Like it from that.
You get into Facebook fights with that many people in your department, you got a problem.
And you try to say it was a thumbs up instead of a middle finger.
Coming up tomorrow, it's the Big Friday, the South Florida Morning Show. We're going to have Friday football picks, yes. A lot of headlines. We're going to have some more Thanksgiving stuff in preparation for that, too, and send you into the weekend the right way, we hope, anyway. In the meantime, stay close to 850WFTL.com. Until we talk to you tomorrow, but we will, and thanks for hanging out.